He was at the core of the greatest season in program history, just wrapped in Phoenix. He has taken a very interesting path to Eugene, from Ontario to Houston to Lancaster Ave in Villanova. We welcome in number 31, Dylan Ennis. Dylan, really appreciate taking some time. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
I got to start with Nova, because I'm a Jersey guy, lived a couple of years outside Philly in King of Prussia. I've got to ask, have you shopped or eaten a meal at the King of Prussia Mall?
Oh, yeah, we used to go there all the time. When we had downtime or on the weekends, when we had nothing to do, you know, we'd all always go to the mall, me, Dan Hilliard, Javon Pinkston, and Daniel Chafu. We just hang out there sometimes.
That's awesome. Obviously, people here love their college basketball. I was trying to explain that Philadelphia rivalry, the Big Five, where at Nova you play St. Joe's, Penn, Temple, LaSalle, places like Gola Arena, some legendary venues. What do you remember about being part of that? Because that is a historic five-way rivalry.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't think that people could understand it unless they play in it. Over here, something similar to it is the Civil War. But, you know, having, you know, more teams than one to have a rivalry with, you know, it's great. When we used to go, you know, to their arenas, you know, their crowd would go so crazy about the games. And when they would come to the pavilion, you know, it'd be the same thing.
I'm talking with Dylan Ennis of the Ducks. By the way, I read that you have a birthday on December 26th. So, Dylan, how many times in your life did people say, sorry, dude, spend all my money on Christmas gifts. I owe you a birthday gift.
Well, when I was younger, my relatives used to, you know, use that line on me until I got to about 10 years old. And I got smart enough to, you know, get two gifts. So, you know, since I was 10 and up, I always get more gifts than everybody else.
That's great. You're like, you're not pulling that stuff with me anymore.
Oh, yeah, of course. You're smart for that.
Let's get to this season. So it's late June, maybe the first day of July. That's when you learned the NCAA was going to allow you to play this year because obviously you got hurt, had to shut it down. Do you remember where you were and, you know, how stoked you were that you knew, man, I'm going to be a part of this team and we're going to be really good?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think as far as, you know, knowing how good we were going to be, you know, that came when I, you know, left Villanova and, you know, came to Oregon. Of course, you know, I was going to play in my first season here. And I know we had a great team, but no disrespect to that team. But the following year, we had everybody back with some more years of experience. So, you know, I knew coming here, you know, we'd be a great team regardless of, you know, what happened to me through injury. But, you know, I knew when I was at home in Canada at my sister's barbecue, you know, I was around my parents. I got the text from Bill, who works in compliance here, and he told me I got my year back, and you know, we all started jumping for joy.
That's awesome. Talking Duck Hoops with Dylan Ennis. We've seen a lot of freshmen make the jump from high school to this level. You probably have a good gauge of if a guy can play or not. Peyton Pritchard, an in-state guy. How fast did you know that he was a young guy that was going to be able to step right in and contribute?
It's funny. Going to Villanova, he actually did an unofficial visit. And, you know, we talk about it now, and we played open gym, and he probably had one of the best visits I've ever seen at Villanova. You know, he was just a tough, you know, hard-nosed point guard. And, you know, when he decided to come here, you know, I knew exactly what we were getting. You know, him being an Oregon-based player, you know, I think, you know, Oregon knew how good he was. I don't think our team knew, but, you know, I knew that he was going to have a great year and definitely be a big impact even as a freshman.
Let's get to the Pac-12 tournament. You beat Cal Friday. The word comes down. Chris Boucher is hurt, done for the year. From, I don't know, uh-oh, to next guy up. What do you remember about the immediate reaction to that news among the guys and what the mentality needed to be going forward?
You know, we initially heard about Chris Boucher going down. It was literally hours before our game. Now, I don't even think at the time, you know, we were like, dang, you know, he's going down for the game. Everybody just thought, you know, him being a senior, you know, how hard he worked. You know, we felt bad for him. This wasn't just a basketball thing that happened. You know, this can affect the rest of his life. And, you know, we just wanted to be there for him, you know, support him and everything like that. However, you know, we knew we had a job to take care of. You know, at the time, it was a Pac-12 championship, which, you know, we fell short, you know, even without having him. And, you know, we still want to be national champions. I think we pushed through, you know, hard enough to, you know, get to where we, you know, had to be without such a big piece of our team.
He's number 31. Couple of final thoughts for Oregon Hooper, Dylan Ennis. So after Michigan, it's Kansas. And, of course, in essence, in KC, it's pretty much a home game for them. And, you know, that was not a nail-biter. You guys really whipped the top seed. So what was the confidence level heading into that Kansas game? And how much do you guys really love that silence-the-crowd mentality?
You know, we knew we were going up against, I think, when it was 16,000, 18,000-plus their team. You know, it was in Kansas, so we knew it was a home game for them. However, you know, we've been to Elite Eight before, and we didn't want to have that feeling that we had last year of, you know, we are so close to making it to the Final Four. You know, we didn't want to walk into that locker room knowing, you know, we could have done more, you know, to get to the Final Four. And I think we just came out with a huge amount of confidence because we like being the underdogs. We like the crowd being against us. You know, it gives us, you know, that energy and, you know, that mindset to, you know, shock the world. And, you know, that's what we did from start to finish.
Lastly, you just mentioned, I mean, you got to play in a Final Four. You helped take this program to an unprecedented height. So let's look ahead a few years from now. You may be talking with your kids, your friends, your family, and somebody brings up 2017 Phoenix. What do you think some of the things that you'll take with you being part of something? Let's face it, everybody wants to achieve what you guys did this year.
Yeah, you know, having that experience, you know, in the back of my mind for the rest of my life, you know, it's great. You know, I'm glad I got to share it with, you know, the brothers that, you know, I have on the team, great coaching staff. But, you know, the whole experience was, you know, something, you know, crazy. And I never thought, you always think, hey, you know, I would love to make the Final Four, the national championship game, but, you know, a lot of people don't get to experience it. And, you know, I was just blessed enough, you know, me being able to experience it my last year. But, you know, I will always, you know, remember every second of it.
Now, I understand you've got a little meet and greet coming up. Why don't you let the folks know who, what, when, where, why? What do they need to know?
Well, next Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday from 2 to 5, I'll be outside of Skybox Apartments, which is right across the street from Matthew Knight Arena. And I've created some Dylan Ennis shirts. You know, I have my blonde streak that, you know, everybody knew me for. You know, I got that on the shirt. But, you know, it's a great design. You know, I got close to, you know, a designer, and, you know, me and him, you know, became friends within the past couple weeks. And, you know, we created this shirt. And, you know, it's not just about the shirt. It's just about, you know, a meet and greet with everybody. You know, I want to sign autographs, take pictures. And it's just like my going away, you know, from Eugene. You know, I hope to visit. But, you know, this will be a chance for, you know, fans to come see me for the last time before I head out and start a new chapter in my life.
Awesome. He's Dylan Ennis, one of the most passionate players I've seen my 27 years following the Ducks. It was awesome to see you do your thing. We wish you continued success. And, Dylan, we really thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us. Much, much appreciated.
Oh, no problem. It was a pleasure being on here. Thank you for having me.
All right, take it easy.